At this time, I'd like to call to order a special meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees. It is December 14, 2017. The time is 9 a.m. The purpose of this meeting will be to discuss employee evaluations. At this time, I will ask Linda, do you want to cover this now?
Okay, this is in regards to the change in the personnel policy manual.
So right.
What we're looking at is changing two items. One is for comp time, compensatory time, and we are just changing the day that it can actually be funded for the payout. Do you want me to read the entire thing, or do you want to?
Okay, no,
so we're just changing the words to read the first pay date of the following February.
Okay.
And the second one is regarding vacation, and it's changing the way we do payouts and going forward with anyone hired after July 1st, 2017.
Okay. So basically require employees to take certain amounts of their vacation.
Of their vacation time, the way that we will pay them out at the end of that year and how every year following that, so beginning with their second year of employment going forward, that they would be allowed to borrow actual time, which would cause them to go into into a negative status on their bank. Mm-hmm. However, every pay date, it would then update until it's paid back.
Right. So. And then it does authorize us to automatically deduct any amount from their pay if they do leave.
Yes. If they ever do leave employee of Genoa Township, mm-hmm. we have the authority to deduct that from their last pay, or they will have to pay it back.
Okay. Any questions? Or
I have one minor edit on the vacation entry. On the second line of what you provided us, it says employees must use one half or more. I would suggest changing that. Employees must use at least one half of their annual vacation. I think it just cleans it up a little bit. And the other thing is I do have a bit of a concern about borrowing time. But I'm willing to go forward with it with the understanding that if we run into issues, we'll review this going forward.
Sure. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a new approach for us. I have a little concern, too, but let's give it a try and see how it works.
Just so for the record, I did go through this with the new employee mm-hmm. and just said, let me run this by you, and can you then tell me what you just heard? And they understood it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. I think we're good.
Very good. All right, any other questions? I will make a motion to accept these two changes to the personnel policy. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
Effective what date? Retroactive?
We're going to make that effective as of the 14th, or we can make it effective today. Or New Year, up to the board.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We can do it today.
I'm fine with
opposition
today.
Concern. Make it effective as of December 14th, 2017. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Thanks, Linda. That should be it for a while on our personnel changes, I would assume, or policy changes. I know things are always subject to change, but hopefully we'll have everything resolved. Anything else, Linda?
The only thing I have now is that I was going to discuss, we had previously decided that the board wanted to move forward with changing our date of the insurance plan to the January cycle because everything else is based on that. So I do have information that I'd like to bring to the board. There is a decision to be made on this because it does involve different things, some different costs, that kind of thing. So if you want to do that, do we want to do that right now?
Yeah, I think we probably should.
Okay.
I mean, we're ready to, you know, yeah.
Well, January 1.
January 1's coming.
Yes.
So we don't have a lot of opportunities between now and then. Okay.
All right. Okay, so what you see before you are three columns. That's the first page that we're going to look at. And that basically is giving you what Prairie, what the stop-loss premium, and then what the employees themselves in experience, what the costs involved are. So the three options that we have are we can leave things the way they are with the August 1st date for the renewal of plan only. Everything else happens January, but the renewal of the plan currently. And that happens to be, if you look at the second sheet that I gave you, that's a breakdown showing you, you'll notice that the top area for Prairie, which is for Prairie States, that remains the same. We were on a two-year thing. So that's good. The costs are going to remain the same. The change is going to happen in that middle area where you see the Montgomery stop-loss renewal rates. And so what happens then is that there is no change in cost currently if we stay with the August renewal date. Going forward, if and always when you have a stop, it's a little difficult to understand, but when you have stop-loss rates, they always are more expensive the second year. And the reason why is because they don't have a full year yet to evaluate us. Going into it, they've only got three quarters of the year. So they're going to make that higher, and then it's going to come back down. And that is very typical. So what you see is if we move to a 12-12 contract, those are the costs involved. If we move to a 15-12 contract below that, those are the costs that are involved. If you look at the orange area, we took it out for the 2 years, which is an estimate. All costs are always estimates, but they're very close estimates. You can see that there's not a lot of difference. And that's because it's going to catch up to us, that because by that time the stop-loss and carrier will have all of the numbers in and they'll be able to judge it better. The difference between the 12-12 and the 15-12 contracts is the 12-12 is only going to insure us January through December. The 15-12 would have gone back to October, so it goes back 3 months, and they insure that anything that is run out from that time that they're going to cover if there's some catastrophic number. So the 15-12, that's what they do. They cover that 3 months. So for us, what does that mean? It means that we only have now until the end of December that we're paying that additional funds for. You know, I would suggest not going with that one just because I have yet to see a catastrophic number ever that would make that difference worth it. We can take other hits, you know, but it's something that if we're looking at something maybe $80,000 and above, the chances of that happening are very slim. First of all, usually that's not how things are billed. They're billed in smaller amounts going forward. It can equal $80,000, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about run out from the up and through the end of December.
Right, so we've got 2 weeks left in December.
Exactly. We know it would make sense if we were back in October.
Yeah, or July or something.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay,
so I agree.
I just want you to understand that. Now, the other two, though, are very similar. We're talking about kind of a smaller amount going forward after the 2 years are done. So it's entirely up to you if that makes enough difference to pay those, you know, few thousand dollars. And I do want to remind you that at this point anyway, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but we are running $8,000 a month, $8,000 less than we were running with BAC monthly. So, and that's those are the standard costs that we're going to continue on for the next 2 years. So, I mean, we're already doing very well with the plans that with the decisions we made previously. So it's up to you. It would make it easier. I think some of you were thinking it would make it easier in general for everyone to follow everything January through December. But to be very honest with you, I'm indifferent because the only thing that is August to July is the plan itself. And to be honest with you, the plan's never changed. Now, who we have manage it changes. BAC to Prairie, for example, that changes, but the actual plan itself doesn't change. So, employees kind of understand that now as we've had to do it a few times. But, again, we are running below what we normally had been paying. So I know that's hard to believe, but we are. So, if you want to just make it easier all around, and change it January to December. The other pro to keeping it in August is that all brokers, all everybody, fully funded, everyone is in a mad dash when it's January through December, because everyone is getting quotes, all the action, everybody is in play at the same time. We're not if you're in August, you know. But I can understand if you want to change. So that's entirely up to the board. If you look at these numbers, again, we're not talking about huge differences, and it would be that one-time difference that's going to even out pretty much in the next 2 years. Are there any questions?
So let's take first things first. So option three, you're suggesting we just not even consider that.
I personally would not, because I can tell you I've never seen enough of an impact that I would worry for 2 weeks. I could be wrong, but I mean, I'm just saying that's a gamble, but it's a two-week gamble.
So the difference between number one and number two then, option one and two, is August versus January.
One and two, yes.
So it's
the first one is August.
Yeah, and so it's a $6,000 difference to move to a January one.
And these are guesstimates. I mean, we can't predict exact, but we can certainly predict what the trends have been. And so it's going to be very close. That's why we took it out to 2 years, because we knew you'd panic if you just saw the second year. It's very expensive, but it always is for everyone, anyone.
One of the reasons that I would think, and if I remember right, that we talked about the January one was also from a budgeting standpoint. Does that come into play, Linda? I mean, we're on it. We kind of anticipate what those costs are going to be, don't we, right now? I mean, we've been.
I don't know if that's the right term to use, because we can't anticipate what it's going to be at all. I mean, you know, I give a general number when the departments come to me and say, what should we put in? I give a general number. It has always worked.
So we're going to do that in January?
Pretty much. But we're going to be closer in January because, that's the other thing. Let me just say, if we switch to January through December, we can do it immediately. I can get it done in the next day. I can start today and have it done by tomorrow. So it would be a really clean, neat, even thing, you know. And that might be helpful to a lot of people, actually. So I even have one employee who missed the 31-day deadline because he was on his honeymoon enrolling his wife, so he missed it. This would allow him to, you know, them to patch that up, too. So, you know, that is one thing. But the only thing I can tell you is that, I don't know if this will help or not, but I do want to remind you that we have $345,000 coming back. And I know I applied that to what Bob's thing was, but that actually covers anything, you know, that we've had concerns with this past year with the budget. So.
And this would be an ongoing. I mean, the difference, the $6,000 difference, that would be each cycle. Or is that just a one-time?
That's just to show you what it'll be in 2 years.
In two years.
Mm-hmm. I can't anticipate. But, again, that difference, and just so you have a little better understanding, too, the difference in these costs that I'm giving you, most of it is by us, by the employees. That's the largest share that changes, that will change. Prairie's not going to change that much. They'll change a little bit. The stop loss is going to even out. And they only represent, stop loss is only 17% of what we actually pay in costs. So, again, if you really would like to make that a no fuss, no muss thing, January through December, that $6,000, it does not concern me, because to me it's made up in so many areas, even going forward. But I just wanted to let you know what the difference between the August and the January would be. The pro to keeping it in August is the only pro to me, really. I mean, first of all, you save that $6,000 this time around. But the other thing would be that the brokers, the TPA, nobody's in a rush for anything. Everybody's in a rush when you're doing January through, because everybody's doing everything at the same time. So, but it's entirely up to you. We can do either.
We might get better pricing if we're in with the herd and everybody's in a rush. If that's because that's the normal cycle, is January.
Right. We're not doing that type of pricing anymore, though. We're self-funded. So the actuaries at, you know, the people at our broker are the ones that are running those numbers for us, trying to figure out what the best numbers are going to be, and then discussing with the TPA. We're on a little bit different. We're in much better, on much better grounds than we would have been if we were fully funded. So I am thrilled that you decided that we could do the self-funding. We're actually in much better shape. So, but I can't speak to that exactly, Frank, but I'm going to say that that's not as much as an issue as if we were fully funded.
Okay. So in round numbers, it's $3,000 for the first 2 years. Over on the top of the three-column page where we talk about census, what do total members mean, 245?
That means it's not just you that we're insuring. We're insuring, for example, you and your wife maybe, or you and your children.
Okay.
You know, so that's everybody. So we have actually currently 80 employees insured, but that includes then all of their dependents.
So of the 66 that have family coverage, plus the 12 employees that only have employee coverage, their family, the 245 is included in all of those.
Right, and our numbers, the total, the family number there you see, that's the total, but we're up to 80 right now, currently.
Was that in, did we pick up two families or one family, one employee, do you recall?
we picked up, I believe, one employee, one spouse, and one family, you know, so... But we're losing one family coming up here. I mean, it goes like this,
yeah,
with 80.
Yeah.
I stay right around 80 usually.
Okay. All right.
I use it for round numbers, even though it's up or down a few.
I'm in favor of switching to a 12-month effective January 1, 2018.
I can't disagree with that. I mean.
Okay. You putting that in the form of a motion?
I can. I move to change the date of our medical insurance for employees from an August 1 date to a January 1 for the next 12 months.
Okay. I'll second the motion. Any further discussion? So basically it's going to cost us $3,000 a year to move to a January 1.
As an estimate. It could even out even, you know, but okay. That was just to make sure that we understood there could be that difference.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion?
No.
Fine. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
So we can do, get that done. I also failed in the opening of the meeting to the normal. This meeting of the Genoa Township Trustees is being audio recorded, and a written summary will be published after approval. Audio recording, any reference to resolutions, documents, or the official records, and written summary is a secondary summation of this meeting. Discrepancy exists between the audio recording and written summary. Audio recording have precedence. If all or any portion of the audio recording is inaudible or unavailable, the written summary of that portion or portions will be used in lieu of the audio recording. Copies of the audio recording and written summary of the meeting are available at Genoa's website, genoatownship.com, or by contacting the fiscal office. All right. Anything else, Linda?
No, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So you will... are we going to announce this to the employees, or is this something that's just an administrative decision?
Unless you have something other you'd like for me to do, I normally do it with, I put together an email, I send it out to everybody with whatever changes we have, mm-hmm. and I'll handle it that way. I can do that quickly.
Okay. Just so there's no misunderstanding that, what's this mean? Am I going to, you know? Anytime you're dealing with hospitalization coverage, people
right.
get really nervous,
I think these issues will be straightforward. I don't anticipate a problem. If there is a problem, I'm sure they'll call me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, thank
I'll
you.
Let you handle that. Great. Anything else, Linda? Nothing? You good?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Paul, anything? Yeah. So at this time, I will move that we go into executive session for the purpose of discussing compensation of a public employee. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Roll call, Mr. D'Antonio.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes. Motion carries. We stand in executive session at 9:20 a.m.
Okay.
This time I will make a motion that we come out of executive session back into the regular session of the special trustee meeting. The time is 12:03 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. We're out of executive in the regular meeting, special meeting at 12:03. Any business come before the board? I do have an announcement to make that we will continue employee evaluations at a special trustee meeting on December 20th, 6:30 p.m. at the Township Hall, and we will be canceling the regularly scheduled trustee meeting for December 21st, that will be posted.
Yes.
So at this time, no other business come before the board. I'll make a motion. We adjourn at 12:04 p.m. Second?
Second.
Made and second. Discussion. Roll call.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes.
Mr. D'Antonio?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes. Motion carries. We stand adjourned.